Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to The Best Football Show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
It's Monday. It's The Best Football Show. I'm Brian Baldinger, at Baldy NFL, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, all that. You can find this daily podcast right on your free Odyssey app. Download it, like it, subscribe, wherever you get your podcast from. And let's grow this audience. I've been here on the third floor at NFL Films since early this morning, 5:45 this morning. I've had a chance to watch a lot of games. I announced for national radio yesterday the Browns and the Eagles. And the Eagles played yesterday for the first time with A.J. Brown since their opening game win in São Paulo, Brazil, 5 weeks ago. First time A.J.'s been in the lineup. I saw him before the game, talked to him. And I told him, I said, AJ, you got five stinking catches. I know you've been out, hamstring issues, whatever. But you got a lot of ground to make up. And he did that yesterday. He's just, honestly, I feel like AJ is the playbook. I mean, he changes the game. He did yesterday. He had a touchdown catch yesterday against Martin Emerson Jr. He was basically, I mean, Devontae had a touchdown catch. Devontae Smith back in the lineup, too. It does make a difference when you have your two best receivers in the lineup in A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. But, you know, A.J. Brown's touchdown catch, Martin Emerson can't play it any better. He's right in the chest of A.J. Brown, right in the chest. And literally A.J. Brown, because he's just so big and he's so strong, he literally traps Martin Emerson's arm and the ball together and squeezes it against his head as he lands on his backside in the end zone for a touchdown. I mean, you know, six catches, 116 yards, touchdown. The offense had some juice to it. The Browns did a great job of shutting down, you know, Saquon Barkley in this game. I mean, they played good run defense. Myles Garrett was everywhere. He was great. The former safety of the Eagles, Rodney McLeod, was everywhere. The Browns had all their starting safeties out. Hickman, Del Pitt, they were down. But Rodney McLeod stepped up. But regardless, I mean, you can question Nick Sirianni. You can question Jalen Hurts. Everybody's better. The coach is better. The quarterback is better when A.J. Brown is in the lineup. And it's true of a lot of teams, but just there's just not many guys built like A.J. Brown. He's as close in Philadelphia. Now, I'm not talking about anywhere else. He's as close to a receiver in Philadelphia as when they had Terrell Owens in 2004. He's as close to T.O. as we've seen for 20 years. He's a special player, and he was the difference in the game. Now, Myles Garrett blocks a field goal attempt, and Rodney McLeod takes it in, and 10-10 game is anybody's game. I could talk about the Eagles' defense. You know, they stopped the Browns when they got down to the four-yard line, made them go backwards. Deshaun Watson is just – you know, he's another conversation right now. Now, that's an organizational decision, what Cleveland has to do to start scoring points. They have not scored 20 points in a game in six straight games. I mean, it's bad. But let's go to an offense that is humming and is cooking. That was a great game yesterday in Baltimore. Baltimore, Washington, the number one and number two offenses in football. Washington came in number one. They still had a very good day, although they didn't run the ball very well against Baltimore's front. You know, and Baltimore's number two. Probably after this game, Baltimore will probably be number one. But let's just face it. I mean, you talk about Derrick Henry and what he's doing, leads the league in rushing, over 6 yards a carry. All that stuff is great. Got the offensive line fixed. Patrick McCary at left guard now for the second or third week in a row. Rosengarten at right tackle. You know, they've got their line set. Their tight ends. You know, Mark Andrews catches his first touchdown pass yesterday since October 29th of last year when they beat Arizona out in the desert. He was pretty excited about it. But really, the star of the show and the best player in this league and the runaway choice for MVP of this league at this point is Lamar Jackson. They've won four in a row, and he just keeps getting better. And here's what I said when I was watching him this week. He might miss a throw, but he doesn't miss a read. How many times are these quarterbacks in this league? Y'all watch these games. You see these replays. You watch my breakdowns. You see how many quarterbacks miss reads. The defense tells you where to go with the ball. I'm telling you, like, maybe Todd Monken will show me differently, the offense coordinator of the Ravens. I don't think Lamar Jackson missed a read yesterday. And it was – and look, I'm not saying Washington's great defense. They're not. They have their issues in the secondary, for sure. Pass rush isn't great. But regardless, Lamar Jackson right now, he's playing his best football he's ever played. There's no question. The ball goes where he wants it to go. Time and again, it keeps going to where he wants to go. He is playing amazing football right now. Just amazing football. And, you know, and that's extending the plays, like the touchdown last week in Cincinnati, Isaiah Likely just getting out of harm's way. The blitz, the rush, whatever happens, he's got an answer for it. And when you combine Lamar's running ability, escapability, his ability to read defenses, his ability to get the ball out on time, the ability to spread the ball to his entire receiving core. Like yesterday, Zay Flowers was targeted 9 times, had 9 catches. All variety, you know, hit screens, quick outs, crossing routes. Lamar puts the ball. Gosh, he's just, now I know Mike Sanristel, the rookie, had an interception yesterday, but that was off, literally went off of the tight end's hands, you know, and into Sanristel's hands. It wasn't a bad throw. It was a good throw. The tight end just, you know, let it go through his hands, and it was tipped, and Sanristel intercepted it. I'm telling you, Lamar, I've never seen him play this well as what he's playing right now. And then if you're looking at another offense just cooking, is the Detroit Lions. I mean, what they did to Dallas. I mean, they shut it down halfway through the third quarter. They shut it down for the most part. I mean, they got everybody going. You know, you watch both backs, David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. They did whatever they wanted to do in the run game. The guys up front, you know, and this is who played yesterday. Yesterday, you had Penei Sewell at right tackle. You had Kevin Zeitler at right guard. You had Ragnow back in at center. Glasgow at left guard. And you had Decker at left tackle. It's the best line in football, period. It's the best line in football. And the guy that I want to just highlight is Kevin Zeitler. He's an amazing player. First of all, every team he's been to, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Baltimore, and now Detroit. Last year in Detroit, made his first Pro Bowl team. 13 years in this league. He doesn't, look at his track record. He doesn't miss games. He doesn't get hurt. Okay. The guy is as strong, if not the strongest guy on the team. He's probably the smartest guy on the team. Him, Jared Goff. I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of smart, but he's as smart as anybody on the team. And everywhere he goes, he plays great football. And he's in his 13th year. He's 34, 35 years old. Like, he's as good now as when he came in this league in Cincinnati. He is an amazing player. And you put him next to Penei Sewell and between Frank Ragnow, I mean, go find me a better right side in all of football right now. And so then you get, so then you protect, you take your deep shots at Jameson Williams. I call him the Motown Comet. He just runs by people. All right. Then you get Amon-Ra St. Brown. He runs a swirl route. Okay. That is absolutely perfect. I put it on Baldy's breakdowns today. Just all the things. He's just a great router. And in the world of great routers, it was a great route. You know, and then the creativity of Ben Johnson. It's like they're humming. Now, unfortunately, yesterday, they lost probably their biggest star, Aiden Hutchinson. And look, he's going in to make a sack. His leg whips into McNeil's leg, and it snaps just like that. In one play, Aiden Hutchinson, who I don't know how many – he's not hadn't missed a game since he came to this league. I don't know how many – you know, if he comes off the field, it's just to get a shot of Gatorade and, you know – and he's right back on the field. The guy plays a high volume of plays. He plays the game the right way. He plays maximum intensity. He was leading the league in sacks with 7.5, maybe more. I think he has 7.5. He was on his way to being the defensive player of the year. And it's just unfortunate because in this business right now, your stars win games. You can have all of the, you know, you can have all the pedestrian players to fill out your 53-man roster on any given Sunday, for the most part, most Sundays, and especially in big games, your stars win your games. You know, it's your quarterback, it's your receivers, it's your star left tackle that's shutting out, you know, the star pass rusher. It's your star corner shutting down, you know, the star wide receiver. It's your star defensive end beating your best pass rush. I mean, the stars win these games. And Aiden Hutchinson was arguably the biggest star for the Lions. Now, they got a lot of great players. Don't get me wrong. Penei Sewell's a great player. You know, Jared Goff's having a great season. Brian Branch is a hell of a player. Their star player is Aiden Hutchinson. Like, you watch their defense, where's 97? You're game planning the Lions, where's 97? Where is he? Is he right side? Is he left side? Is he lined up at tackle and nickel? You figure out, you know, you put together your game plans, and you color code your game plans. Okay, who's a blue chip player? All right, who's a red chip player? Who's a green player? Meaning that you color code it. So your blue chip players, how many do you have in Detroit, right? Well, Aiden Hutchinson's your blue chip defensive player. Yeah, Brian Branch, McNeil, Carlton Davis, you know, Kirby Joseph, like, they're great players. Your star player is Aiden Hutchinson, and he's gone now. I don't know what the timeline. He had surgery yesterday. Prayers for him. I mean, it's just too bad. He's a special player. And let's face it, honestly, we're a fan base, okay, that watches these games, whether you're watching in London, you're watching for your fantasy team, you're watching because you're a fan of the Lions, you can't stand what the Cowboys did yesterday, whatever. Your eyes are, you know, you watch the star players. You know, if you're Tom Brady announcing a game yesterday in Dallas, I mean, you're talking about the star players. It's just what happens. All right, so talking about star players, let's get to the game in London between Chicago and Jacksonville, because Caleb played like a star yesterday. He's been improving. He's been improving 3 weeks in a row. I said 3 weeks ago that the thing that I was seeing from Caleb is he wasn't looking for the splash plays, the hero football. He was literally trusting his protection, staying in the pocket, and making throws. It could have been a six-yard throw to DeAndre Swift, or a seven-yard throw to Cole Kmet, or a stick route to pick a guy, DJ Moore. I mean, it was short, but he was in the pocket. He was making throws, and he was trusting his protection. Then last week, it got better. And now, against Jacksonville, he played like a star. He played great football. He threw four touchdown passes. There's the design of the offense has improved dramatically. The touchdown throw to Cole Kmet for the first touchdown of the game. You've got, you know, Keenan Allen in ghost whip motion. It's a fake to Keenan Allen on the outside. It's a fake to DeAndre Swift on the screen. And while all that is happening, Cole Kmet is on a three count tight end delay. Block, 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 go down the seam. And he hits Cole Kmet down the seam wide open, and it's a touchdown. It's a great play. You saw designed runs like you would see for Lamar yesterday out of the shotgun to Caleb. You saw him scramble for big runs. His ability to run, his ability to stay on his feet. And now he's getting everybody involved. Keenan, Adunze, DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, DeAndre Swift. And last but not least, I think for three games in a row now, it might be four, but three for sure, they've lined up with Darnell Wright, Matt Pryor, Colton Shelton, Shelton at center, okay, Tevin over at left guard, and then Jones at left tackle. They've had constancy now. They're running the ball much better. I'm pretty good friends with Matt Pryor. I'm proud of him. He's bounced around this league. He's been a backup, but he's been in there at guard, and he's battling. And he's the biggest lineman they've got. He's 6'8". He's 350 pounds. He's not perfect by any stretch, but he's giving them something up front right now where Caleb's trusting the protection. You know, those are some good rushers, you know, in Jacksonville. You look at, you know, Josh Hines-Allen. You look at – or Josh Allen-Hines. You look at Trayvon Walker. I mean, those two guys had 27 half sacks last year. They're legit. They did a good job against him. And so the Bears go to London, they win that game, and they play their best game. And all of a sudden, the NFC North is the best division in football. And you flip a coin. When these teams start playing each other, undefeated Vikings, Bears, Packers, Lions. It is the games that you have to watch. They're going to be the marquee games every week right now for at least the next 5-6 weeks. It's special. And the quarterback play, you know, you look at Jared Goff, okay? You look at Sam Darnold. You look at Jordan Love. And now Caleb, you're getting very good quarterback play in all those teams. One of the reasons why they all have winning records and all look like they all look like they could be playoff teams. It's early, but there's going to be a lot of fun. So that's what I've seen today. That's what I've seen from the film room right here on the Best Football Show. Come find me tomorrow. I'll be on here tomorrow. Be live sometime this week. I want to get as much game action as many of the things that you think you saw during the week that you want to talk about. We'll be able to tackle that during a live broadcast probably on Wednesday this week. Thanks for joining me. Talk to everybody tomorrow.